We've got a special edition of Mario Trono's film review this morning. For one thing, Mario's in studio. That's special enough, seeing as he's usually a bleary-eyed late-night film watcher. Good morning, Mario. Nice to see you here. He's also got one of our regular listeners with him this morning. Lee Schnellback is here. Hello, Lee.
Hi, how's it going?
There you go. See, now you're on the radio. Ah, well done. Yes, okay. Yes, Lee's right the on. Winner of our Calgary International Film Festival contest that we started last week, where we asked people to submit their best 30-second review of any movie. Lee gave us a short and concise review of The Suicide Squad. He was the one in town who liked it.
It wasn't actually bad.
Yeah. I can hear that from a few people. So you got a chance to hang out with Mario on Saturday and catch a festival flick together. So, gentlemen, how did it go? Mario, I'll start with you.
Well, the weather was fair and the winds were light from the northeast. And you should have seen Lee. He, in his Paul Smith blazer, he looked like a film producer. I kept thinking I should like pitch my screenplay to him. So we had lunch and then we wandered down to SIFF and it was in full swing. And, you know, I was hoping we'd disagree on this movie.
Yeah.
It might be a little more fun, but I don't know. Lee, what do you think? We kind of both liked it.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty decent.
Well, I'm just glad that you upped the sartorial nature of the film reviewer, because usually, well, you saw what he looked like.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be honest about it. Yeah. So our audience knows, you two went to see Girl Asleep. It's a coming-of-age comedy from Australia. Here's a bit of the trailer.
We like you, new girl. He's not invited.
So did you want to hang out?
Greta's turning 15 soon.
You should have, like, an awesome party or something.
I'll get you a new dress and we'll get your hair and makeup done. We can all do it.
Ta-da!
No party, all right?
That's our trailer for Girl Asleep. There, the door just slammed shut. Right there, you heard it. With me are our very own Siskel and Ebert for the morning, Trono and Schnellback. So what did you guys think of the movie? Who wants to start?
You take it away.
All right, Lee, go.
All right. Well, it's a South Australian film. It takes place in the mid-1970s. It's about a young adolescent girl named Greta who starts at a new school and struggles with her friendship and awkwardness. She meets this guy named Elliot. He's a little bit of a dork, and she gets bullied by a trio of mean, intimidating girls. And to make matters worse, her parents invite the entire school to her 15th birthday party. The film continues to explore Greta's inner turmoil of becoming a teenager and not wanting to leave her childhood behind. And I just found it just a great flick.
I had
a lot of fun, yeah.
I just got filled with that horrifying feeling that a 15-year-old must feel when he finds out that his parents invited the whole... That would be terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
What was your take?
Well, I mean, when we finished, I heard Lee... when we finished watching, I heard Lee say, oh, I'm reminded a little bit of Napoleon Dynamite. And I thought, yes, indeed. It's kind of like Napoleon Dynamite and Wes Anderson, Grand Budapest Hotel sort of look. It's trippy because every scene has strange character actors in it, and the 70s decor. This is one of those films that brings all that back, and it's one of the best ones bringing the 70s decor look back, because in every scene there's macrame or batik or the high-waisted pants. It really nails it. But yeah, so Greta gets very tense and she starts to retreat into her into a fantasy world. So that's where the Tim Burton Alice in Wonderland feel comes up. So I think Lee described it as a very visually rich film. There's every frame's a painting.
There's little corner of your eye happenings in the background and things happen and it just kind of distracts you from their awkwardness. It's kind of interesting.
Is there anything you didn't like about this film? I'm putting you on the critic spot here.
There were some parts where it was a little bit strange. I don't want to give too much away because there's a little bit of twists and turns in it. But yeah, there's a few things that where you're like, eh, that's a little weird.
Yeah.
And my qualm was that, like so many films out there these days, it's just a little long. You know, I don't know why, if it's because they want to leave all the DVD extras in there or something. But you think, well, you already showed us that person being bad twice.
Yeah.
Why the third time?
The Mean Girls.
They kept going back to the Mean Girls. But maybe that's the character, right? She's horrified and preoccupied by them.
I don't see it. This is an Australian film, right?
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of Australian films. Is there something going on in Australia we should know about, Mario?
Well, I mean, actually, no. I was surprised that that's how they experienced the 70s. I was surprised at the 70s, high school dynamics were very similar. And the soundtrack was a mix of contemporary and 70s back there. So you'd think you were watching an American film. Mm-hmm. I don't think that stylistically they detracted very much. I wouldn't say it, except for the accents, of course, which really stood out.
Yeah, Australia has always kind of been alternate reality Canada. You know, did you feel that watching this film? Did you get that sense?
Oh, yeah. And it's the one interesting thing I must bring up as well is the entire film was shot in 4x3.
Mm.
So it kind of gives you that 70s nostalgia feel, but you just expect it to stretch out to widescreen, but it never did. It just stayed in the 4x3.
So the old TV size. Yeah. Is that the way? Okay. Well, that would bother me. That didn't bother you?
Yeah. Because I was waiting for it to get bigger, and it never did.
Any idea why they did that, or is that just a film thing?
I think they wanted to take us back out of the comfort zone. They wanted to make the form match the content, right? If you're not in 2016, let's play with it at every level to give you that experience another time and place.
All right, final thoughts. Is this a thumbs up? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I thought it was great. It's one of those things that's just very eye-catching. The audio and the video both just melt together and make a great performance. It's a really interesting flick.
Yeah, I choked up at one sentimental part. I cringed when the Mean Girls were on scene. I was listening to my body during the film. I know. I thought if I'm feeling it, the film's working. Yeah.
Is that a reviewer trick? Listen to your body? Is that right? Did you listen to your body, Lee?
My stomach was grumbling after lunch.
Okay, at least you got luncheon.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, nice work. Thanks so much for coming in and doing this.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thanks, David.
That's Mario Trono, our regular Eye Opener film reviewer, and Lee Schnellback, our guest reviewer for the morning. I think he did a fine job.